Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for those questions. They're all very, very pertinent. I will provide responses to a couple of them, and then I'm sure my colleagues will also have some perspectives. I think the first one was in relation to Beijing Plus 25 process. As noted earlier, we did participate in the high-level interactive dialogue this year, as well as last year, and this was really to also show our support for the Platform for Action, to emphasize its importance and to call for stronger enforcement, implementation. We do refer to the Beijing Platform for Action in our own work, in our thematic reports, our country visits. That framework is very much part of our own analytical framework. We are privileged to have a very broad mandate where we can look at everything from political and public life to economic, social, cultural, family, health, safety, etc. And this is all reflected in our previous thematic reports. You know, one thing that we have been talking about, and this is also in the context of our engagement through the platform with other international women's rights mechanisms, is that a number of international women's rights mechanisms were actually created after the Beijing World Conference on Women back in 1995. And this is particularly relevant to the working group. And as a result of that, a lot of our work is actually not reflected in the formal reporting that happens in connection with the Platform for Action and in the periodic sort of the documentation of impact. An assessment of progress every 5 years. So one thing that we talked about was, in preparation for Beijing Plus 25, under the umbrella of the platform, we will be presenting a summary of the work that we have done that relates to the implementation of the Beijing Platform for Action. And we're doing this in collaboration with other mechanisms. So there'll be a formal submission that reflects our contribution, and we hope that that will be a basis for clearer recognition of the role of international women's rights mechanisms towards the implementation of the Beijing Platform for Action in terms of providing guidance as well as support for implementation. So that's one thing that we are already doing. We know the Global Forum for Gender Equality will happen next year in July, which is going to be, I think, the culminating event, the main event. Of course, this will come up for discussion during CSW 64. And we also know that the governments of Mexico and France will be playing a very important role around these events. And Mexico has been such an incredible co-sponsor of the working group, so supportive. And so we are looking forward to finding ways to engage more through Mexico as well as the government of France, because we are ready to play a more active role in the process. You know, there are five of us, and we are from different regions. We've been keeping track of when the regional consultations are going to take place, when the national reviews are happening, the regional reviews are happening. So we've been following, and we've been, you know, talking. We've also been talking to UN Women to explore what we can do, how we can participate in the process. So if you have any ideas, even after today, then we'd be very open to considering those ideas. The other thing I wanted to just quickly respond to was questions in connection with the ILO and, you know, what our contribution has been. I would say that we have taken a very proactive approach to the ILO process, because we believe that this could be a historic moment to have a new treaty, a dedicated treaty that focuses on violence and harassment, on ending violence and harassment against women in the world of work is very important. Of course, there are many international standards that have been developed over the years that are clearly, you know, they are international law. The Special Rapporteur, the CEDAW committee, even the working group, we have talked about violence, harassment, and harassment in our thematic reports, and they've also come up in our country reports. So there are clear standards, but this opportunity that we have as an international community to actually introduce a dedicated convention is very, very important. So what we did last year, for example, is we proactively sought out the ILO and invited them to brief us on the process, and that's when we got the opportunity to learn in depth about what was going on. This happened in October. We learned about, and this was right before the call for input for the Blue Report, where the ILO had reached out to governments and asked them to engage with a wide range of stakeholders to comment on the draft. So we seized that opportunity to also comment on it. We only had a few days. There was a very small window of opportunity, but we issued a statement where we expressed very strong support for a new convention and emphasized the need for it. What we also did was, during CSW, we organized a panel on social protection, gender equality, but the ILO was also a co-sponsor of that panel. So we actually invited ILO with the convention in mind, and that provided a forum for the ILO to also talk to a broader audience and really inform CSOs about what was happening. So we have supported that kind of advocacy. More recently, what we did was we brought to the attention of the platform of international human rights mechanisms that there is a lot of debate about, you know, some of the provisions, especially the recognition of violence and sexual harassment as human rights violations. And we know that there has been some pushback from employers about what constitutes a human rights violation, who can be held accountable, and the role of states. So we issued a very strong statement with the platform clarifying our position, and that statement can be made available to you as well. So I'll just end with that so that my colleagues can also contribute. But the last thing I should mention is that our chair did an intervention at the ILO on the first day of the ILC as well. That was on Monday evening. And our joint statement also reflects some of the things that we emphasized. Thank you.